Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And again, we're humbled by the ratings we're getting coming back to us. Thank you so much. We are honored. And we are all partners in our freedom. We still need to unlock a lot of doors to get back to what America is supposed to be. But I'm confident that all of us together will. Hey, we're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And you know, Noble Gold and I have been like this for going on 9 years now. We're getting close to that marker. I have been a customer for over 7.5 years, multiple times. And with all the shenanigans the bank can pull on you, like Dodd-Frank 2010, you cannot afford not to get yourself protected. How do you protect yourself from all these potential intrusions? Noble Gold has the answer. I've trusted my future economically with them, and I sleep good at night. I want you to have the same peace of mind I do. So all you got to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, put in your email. No, we never sell data. That's a promise. Put in your email, and I'll send you out an information packet. It's short, sweet, layman's terms, to the point, has Noble Gold's number on it, and you'll say, oh, I see why Dave likes this so much. Exactly. I'm partly where I am today because of Noble Gold. I want you to have the same success. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, our guest is a return visit from Sam Anthony. And we talked to you the last time about a new media. And I believe it's can't miss time. And I do mean this. And a lot of you jumped on board and you invested. You're behind it. You've been asking me questions. Hey, Dave, what's going on? We're going to talk today a little bit about time frame projections, you know, what the plan is, where we're going. And if you're not a part of it, you still have an opportunity to get a part of it in phase one. And the phase one people are going to be positioned to do really well financially. And that's all going to be laid out right here. Sam, thanks for joining us here. I am so excited about this endeavor, you know, and I'm going to just throw a name out my audience knows very well. Everyone knows Sarah and I are very good friends, Sarah Westall. And you know, we do a lot of shows together. She jumped into this before I did. In fact, actually, she told me about this. And you're going to be excited when you hear this because you're not going to be dependent on Fox News, CNN, and all the other garbage that's out there that tells you what they want you to hear. You're going to get real uncensored news. Sam, welcome. I'm really excited. How have things progressed since the last time we talked?
Dave, first of all, thank you for having me back on your show. Things have been progressing at a rapid pace, and I believe the last time when we were on the show, I might have been up to, I don't know, 500 or six. How many news reporters do you think we had? 500, 400, 600? I don't remember. We're probably 720, something like that right now. That's 700. So that's all been in a relatively short period of time. And the only reason I haven't picked up a lot more is just because it creates problems, right? Which then, you know, because in our business, that's your growth is your content creators. And so we just want to make sure we're growing at the proper pace so we don't end up screwing things up, but very well.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Are you getting a lot of the cast-offs from mainstream media? Are they approaching you about this?
None, zero. I would think at some point in time they might, but usually, and I think I know where you're going with this. You know, when you look at paradigms, because that's what we're going through is a paradigm from, you know, this is like going from the telegraph to the telephone or the automobile to, or the horse and buggy to the automobile. Never in history has the old people been part of the new. So
That's true.
this, it's the way it works. And so, what we're getting is a lot of new media people. Those are the people that are embracing it because they're already in it. They already understand it. Also, I'm getting a lot of people that have never been in the media industry before. And you might think, oh, well, you know, how's that going to work out? Well, have you watched mainstream media? Anybody could do better than that. Okay. So yes. And you know, by the way, we're not just limited to here. I have journalists in other countries. For example, there was a gentleman that signed up named Paul Bennett out of Ireland. And I mentioned him on a show the other day simply because he's boots on the ground in Ireland. He's a conservative, which I think he's the only one there. And he's covering the news and it goes in our world news section. And then he reached out to me and said, "Sam, I've never been in the journalist business." He goes, "I'm a school teacher." That's what he said. He goes, "But I figured I want to jump in here and start to let the world know what's happening." And he does a great job.
What
So
part of Ireland is he in? Do you know?
I'm guessing Dublin, but
Yeah, if he's
that's a
Dublin,
guess.
he's probably okay. But I'll tell you, the IRA and all these paramilitary groups that affiliate with Protestants versus Catholics and vice versa, it's going crazy there again. I mean, there's internal terrorism there in Northern Ireland right now. And the British are deciding what, if anything, they're going to do about it because they don't want to send soldiers in harm's way. But it's bad. I mean, it's territorial. It reminds me of the cartel. And I have seen some video productions of this. I've talked to some people. You drive accidentally into the wrong area of town, you could have your knees taken off. You could be shot in the leg on purpose. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they're doing to people there. It's really bad. People who live on boundary areas between the two factions, they have to build huge screens that go over the top of their roof because they get rocks thrown at their place.
Crazy.
This is
What is
crazy.
the
That's why I asked you. And this is in Belfast primarily. If you're south in Dublin, you're really out of most of the fray. Now, the Catholics, they want to be totally out. They want to be totally out of the UK. They hate the king, the queen. They hate them all. The Protestants are extremely loyal, and they want to stay in the UK system. So it's interesting you mentioned him. That's why I asked you what party was from. You might want to ask him about this.
I think it is Dublin because I'm going through in my head when they fill out the application, you see it, and I think it
Yeah.
said Dublin on it. That so yeah, that because I don't get any, very few from other countries. I think I got somebody in Australia and a couple of them in England, but that was the first one in Ireland.
Well, I'll tell you, this is how I came to find out about it. I don't do very many anymore because I'm in retirement. But having been a former college basketball coach, and I did some high-profile basketball camps in my younger years, I'll get invited occasionally to go to maybe like New Zealand or Canada. Well, I got invited to Ireland, and I found out it was in Northern Ireland. And I looked into things there, and I was really just looking for hotel rates and just get the feel of the lay of the land. I've never been there, and when I this is where I uncovered all this dissension, and I said, "There's no way in hell I'm going there." So.
What a shame.
Yeah, that's how that anyway. But see, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard an example, okay, of how you can get exposed to news that the mainstream media is not covering. In fact, Sam, I'm actually going to do a story on this in a couple of days, okay?
Okay.
Why Dave's mom didn't send him to basketball camp, and I'm going to talk about how horrific it is. I'm telling you, it's not as deadly. But it's just as antagonistic as the cartel. I mean, it's cartel turf war time.
Wow.
It's
And
absolutely incredible there. Now, the British in the 70s sent their troops in, and they've shown no interest. And quite honestly, I don't believe them. Lock the rats in a cage and let them fight it out.
where's Rory McIlroy from, by the way?
I don't
Do you
know.
know? I mean, they look, I see golf courses on TV that look beautiful in Ireland. I'm like, wow, I want to play some of
Well, it
these.
depends what part you're in, but they're
Yeah.
tearing up their own country now. I mean, they have heads of militias, and if you talk to the police, they come and get you and your family. I'm not making this up. This is what I found. It's incredible. I gotta believe there's probably things on this on YouTube. Now, I haven't had time to research it yet, but see the beauty of this kind of news, because you're not hearing one word about this. One word, and you never will. And it's amazing too. It's between Protestants and Catholics. That's the thing I find absolutely incredible. You have Jesus in common, yet you want to kill each other.
Weird.
Well, they have signs on there, threatening signs to the other side, and below it, they'll have like a AK-47 is a diagram in there. It's amazing. And some of that was online. I believe some of that was on YouTube. So anyway, it's good that you get people like that, but your model here that you're building, people ask me, what is Your News about? And that's the name of the organization, Your News. And I said, it's zip code to international. And I said, it's to complete freedom, complete populism in terms of participation. It's crowdfunded by average people with limits, so no one person or organization gets their way. How am I doing in my description?
You're doing great. Yeah, crowdfunded. And so the crowdfunding is what limits the investment size, right? Because it's based on your income. Some people don't put in their income, so then it gives you the minimum investment you can do. And if somebody that makes $1 million is going to be able to put in more to somebody that makes 50 grand a year. It's just how it works. So that's how they regulate it and keep it so that no one person could put in too much and end up getting hurt. You've heard the stories of, these little old ladies, like people stealing their money, tell them to mortgage their house, and that can't happen.
Yeah, I like the fact that it's under a regulatory control where that happens. What's the general percentage? Is it stair-stepped with the more you make, the more you can put in, or is it a percentage basis?
It's well, the more you make, the more you can put in, but it is a percentage. They sent me the, you could look it up on the internet, but they sent me the breakdown of how it works. And it's like, if you make over 124,000, you could put up to 10% of your income. Anything else, I think, is less, like 5% or something like that. So if you make a, I have to go back and look it up, but it says it when you're going through, the filling out the form, what the limits are based on your income, and you don't have to put in your income. I don't think you do, because some people in the it puts you, because I see everything that people fill out. Some people don't have it, where they're stuck at the minimum. I think the minimum might be $2,500 or something like that, but it limits what anybody can put in, and I like that because it makes sure that nobody can invest more than what they should be willing to risk, right? That's why.
Okay, so folks, it's news from zip code, from your local PTA meeting to a soccer match between two high schools, all the way to a presidential campaign, and everything in between. And that's what I really like about it here. How do you organize this on a website? What does that look like?
So it when you log into the site, it your provider tells us where you live. It's called geolocation. Every platform does it. Some people block it. They use a VPN. So when you log in, you just click change your location, put in your zip code. It'll take you to Phoenix, Miami, Chicago. So just imagine you're looking at AZ Central or the Miami Herald or the Chicago Tribune, because they all look similar. But what makes us unique is the scale. We're everywhere. So we're local in every city in the United States. So we can serve content to a city, a county, a market. A market is defined by television DMAs. So it's already set up this way. The whole world is set up this way. So you got the television DMAs, you got state, you got regional, and you got national. So an example would be in Scottsdale, Arizona, if there's a city council meeting, that's going to be politics news for Scottsdale. If it's the somebody's Little League game, it's going to be sports news for Scottsdale because nobody else cares in all the other cities in Maricopa County, right? It's just for the people within the residents within that city. If it's the high school football game, it's going to run to the sports section to the market, broader distribution because schools play different schools like Scottsdale could play Glendale or whatever other cities you have around there. And then obviously, if is it Governor Hobbs, is that what you have there, right? Katie Hobbs, is that who's there,
It's a
right?
compliment to call her governor, but yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, so if your fake governor, if they have news, that's going to run to the politics section to the state. Just like if DeSantis comes out with some bill, that news is not relevant to the other 49 states. So it's still politics news. It just gets distributed to every single zip code in the state of Florida.
Let me
That's
ask
it.
you a question. Okay, so I live in northern Maricopa County, north of Phoenix, but I want to find out what's going on in my niece's town of Marshalltown, Iowa?
Okay.
Okay, what's it like living there politically, economically? Do you have the ability to find that information easily?
You change location. All you do is go up to the top, click change your location, and put in any zip code in that market.
Wow.
It'll load to that city. And then, you just have to go to the local section. I mean, if you want me to do a quick demo, I can. It's up to you, but I could actually show
No,
people the site.
I think that makes it pretty clear, but this is the beautiful thing about it, because I want to contrast this with network for a minute. You got Fox News 10 in Phoenix, and that's as low as it goes. And they'll cover the local fire, they'll do the pro sports and college teams in the area, and they'll talk about local politics. Okay? And then they'll do a little national. And then you go to National Fox, Fox News, 360 on your direct TV dial, but that's all they have. That's as far as they disseminate the news and break it down. And what I like about what you're doing is you break it down by zip code. I mean, it's much more detailed than your local news, and it's something that the networks can't touch in terms of volume.
They can't, they, but keep in mind, so you have a 30-minute local TV news station. Well, they have to talk about things that have mass appeal. Somebody's Little League game is not mass appeal, okay? There's only 20 people who care, right? So you're not going to have that kind of news on a network television station that gets distributed to the whole DMA, the television DMA in the Maricopa County and broader area. So they're limited because they have 30 minutes, not really, because there's commercials, but let's say 24 minutes or whatever it is, 22 minutes to get whatever information they have out. On a national level, remember, they're talking about national stuff, but no matter what it is, whatever happened, if there's a bomb that goes off in Miami, it was local somewhere, okay? That made national news. So their topics are going to be strictly on the on things that made national news. That's it. So the local stuff, you can't really drill down to the local. So that's where you have the local city papers that come in. All of them are going out of business. And
That's
it's
right.
not because nobody likes them. It's just nobody consumes information that way anymore because of the internet. It's transformed the way people consume information. Remember the conversation we had a few weeks ago when we were on and I gave you the numbers, right? And the demographic between 25 and 54, which represents well over 100 million people, and only 500,000 people watch network TV from all three networks, NBC, MSNBC, and CNN. I mean, that's horrific. That's for 3 months. My point is, if there's 130 million people in that demographic, where's the other 129 million? That's why it's over. Okay. That's why the networks are never going to be able to survive. They have a very limited lifespan. And God forbid, if RFK Jr. says it does what he says he was going to do, and he pulls the plug on the pharmaceutical ads, the whole thing implodes instantly. They'll be running in the red that day. Okay, that's how fast it'll happen.
Well, you know, the lobbyists are out in force not to let that happen. So,
Yeah, you think?
yeah, but I don't think RFK is prone to that pressure, but I think Trump has to pay attention to it because of the midterms.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody really cares that Moderna is running ads or Pfizer's running ads on
That's true.
TV. Remember, nobody buys a product because they saw it on TV. What happens is they go to their doctor and their doctor recommends it. They go, "Oh yeah, I saw that on TV." It makes no bearing if you saw it on TV or not. You're still going to get the prescription.
Yeah, I think the influence happens at the doctor's level. And I'll give you an example. I'm sitting patiently in the waiting room, and these two well-dressed people come in their late 20s, early 30s, dressed like prime politicians with their briefcases. They bypass me to go in and meet with my doctor, and I'm late for my appointment. And I ask the doctor, "Well, what was that all about? You're not getting audited, are you?" And he go, "Oh, no. They're just showing me the latest stuff coming out of Big Pharma."
It's called
I just
pharmaceutical reps.
that's how it, that's what the game is.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just, and it, to me, it's no skin off my nose, and I want to see medical intervention. But I'll tell you where you're really going to get a niche in my feeling with your news. There's going to be people that have these niche interests that are local, or they're maybe into some kind of gaming aspect, and it's not real big, it's not huge, not on some of the major social media. And you're going to get these people flocking to that kind of coverage. They're
Sure.
going to love it because there's nowhere else for them to go.
Dave, there's so many different niche things like people haven't even picked up on yet, but I guarantee you I'm going to have a lot of people that end up doing restaurant reviews, and they're going to start going to a local restaurant in Scottsdale or Phoenix, and they're going to write a review. And once they get enough content build up, they're going to be calling these restaurants and say, "Look, I write for your news. I do restaurant reviews. I'd like to come in there and have a meal. And I'll write a good review about your restaurant. Just give me a free meal." They're going to be using it for free meals. Same thing. Oh, 100%. Okay. There's no, and the restaurant will be happy to pay for your meal for
I
you
gotta
for
write
getting
that down.
and it's the same thing with a theater critic, the local plays. Okay. All you need to do is go to enough plays to have enough content. And we have author pages. Like you have, Dave Hodges has an author page on your news. You just give it to him. "Look, I'm a, I'm a, I'm a, a theater critic for your news, and here's my page, and here's all the different reviews I've done with all the local theater around here. I'd like to come in. I'd like to get a press pass, come in and write a re review about the play you guys are doing. Sure, here's your press pass. They get to watch it for free.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. I got to tell you about my unsuccessful venture there, and I think it's about to change. When I first got started this business, and I wasn't on the right side of the powers that be, like John McCain, because he was trying to steal my property without compensation. But anyway, I approached the Phoenix Suns about a press pass, and they asked me a few questions. They go, "We're sorry, you don't qualify." And I said, "Why don't I qualify?" I said, I have a radio show now, and we're followed regularly in columns. We're picked up all over the country." And they said, "Yeah, but we want someone from traditional media." That's about ready to change, isn't it, with your news?
Completely. Okay. That because there's not going to be any of them left. Okay. That's the whole key. The whole thing is evaporating before your eyes. So none of these people are going to be working in those places in the next 4 or 5 years. So in order, just think of it this way. You can't put up a website anywhere and think you're going to make $1 billion. So something like a Breitbart or the Gateway Pundit doesn't have scale. Okay. In order to get scale, you have to get local. And that's what we do. So it's really the local and the ability. Think of me as Facebook for news, where you could have millions of people contributing to the narratives locally, but it's all by subject and geography. Okay. So we're talking about it could be something some people like to write about travel stuff. That goes in my travel section. Some people like about faith. Some people like to write about home and garden. Some people like to write about food and wine. Maybe it's recipes. Maybe it's what do they call them? A restaurant review. Things of that nature. So you have people like to write about golf. I have people that do auto racing news, but not NASCAR, Formula One, and IndyCar, and they do a podcast like we're doing now, but strictly for Formula One and IndyCar. And then they do written stories 2 to 3 a day. Okay.
Yeah.
And now they're on my national stage. That's the point. These guys are the guys that are going to get in. And the reason they're going to get in is because on the platform, imagine having 1 million content creators contributing content. Well, we can localize it all by subject and geography, but that'll drive tens of millions of people. You are the 10,000-pound gorilla at that point.
I used to do stories on how change happens. And one of my undergraduate degrees, sociology, advanced degrees in psychology. And I taught research and stats. So I knew how to look at this. And what I found was when 10% of the people get infatuated with a theme, it takes off like wildfire. That tends to be the magic number. And that's been confirmed in other research. This platform could be the impetus for big social change. Let me give you an example. Okay. You could have people all across the country putting in, "I want to be notified when stories about legislation related to Social Security happen." Now you have all these people approaching Social Security or in the age group, and they're getting notifications, and this is the beginning of a social change mob. I could see social change being organized along the lines of how you're setting this up. Because you can organize this topically as well as zip code, can't you?
And author specific.
Wow.
So I could have somebody that picks you and says, every time Dave posts, send me an alert. Isn't that cool? And then you could do topics, sports, business, politics, but in particular, they could drill down to you. That's cool.
When my property and 300 of my rural neighbors were under threat, I had to go on shows, not just locally, but all across the country to bring pressure on McCain because he was preparing to run for president. And I had to work my butt off to raise public opinion to where, let's say, a public interest law firm like the Goldwater Institute would end up taking us on and defeating what they were doing to us. And I had, I can't tell, I must have spent thousands of man hours. If I would have had this available to me, I could have organized this in days.
Dave, can I just say one thing? They call them media moguls for a reason, right? You've heard the expression, information is power,
Yeah.
right? He who controls all the information has all the power.
It's amazing.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is all the information everybody will give me willingly. They just need to know I exist. And therein lies that whoever aggregates the whole country is the next media mogul. We plan on going beyond that. This is going to become a global media giant. 100%.
I'll give you an example. YouTube does a really good job of aggregating subjects, but not to the level that this model could do it.
Right, but remember, they're also aggregating subjects from other people's content. So it links to the
Exactly.
Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune. Okay, it's who's worth more money? Garth Brooks, who wrote the song, or the guy who's singing it at a bar, his song? It's the owner of the content. So what happens is when the content comes into our platform, it doesn't link out to somebody else's site. We now control the content. It becomes ours.
Okay,
Make sense?
let's play this out. 5
Sure.
years from now, okay, you're number one, you're dominant. Fox has survived in regional markets, but that's about it. What happens to people, say, like the Common Sense Show, okay, where I cover things of interest to me or what I think people need to know? What happens to those outlets?
So all of those outlets are going to, there's going to be even more demand for that stuff, Dave. And for on your end, you're going to want to make sure 100% of your content's on this platform, because remember, once you've aggregated all the content, you've got all the readers. Once you get all the readers, you get all the ad revenue. It's just that simple. So you're going to make more money with me than any place, number one. Number two, it's going to allow you broader distribution above and beyond anything you can get anywhere else. So your content's going to be there too. Now, what'll end up, I can tell you what's going to happen because I've already thought it all the way through. So this is a roll-up model. Did you and I ever talk about that before?
No.
And if I'll explain. So right now I have all these different categories: sports, business, politics, entertainment. Well, we run a platform, and the guy who does the motorsports stuff, the IndyCar and stuff like that, I mean, he's a content creator that's distributing content, and we're publishing a national in our auto racing section. Well, eventually, there's people out there that do horse racing news, right? That have specific websites for horse racing. They don't have any scale. I think horse racing is probably like the size of golf. I mean, it's not huge in terms of audience reach, but there's people that like horse racing. There's people that do boxing news. There's people that do home and garden news. Well, the roll-up model is I'm going to take somebody who has a boxing website or a home and garden or a horse racing website. I'm going to acquire them and I'm going to bring them under my umbrella, and I'm going to redirect all their traffic directly to that vertical, right? So if they have a million in revenue, let's say, you now have a million in revenue, but more importantly, you have an editor. You know how a newspaper has a sports editor, a business editor, a politics editor, okay? Now you bring in the editors. That guy's the editor for that specific category. So what did you just do? You brought them under your umbrella and you gave them a broader distribution, number one. Number two, you gave them a better revenue model because now they can attract advertisers because people are going to be buying ads on their own, and they could select horse racing in Kentucky, okay, or in some county or city in Kentucky, which means he's going to be picking up ad revenue he never had. The third thing it's going to do is it's going to give him a better exit because the whole is worth more than the parts. He's just the part. But imagine having 30 of him. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
It
I
creates a.
do. If you're covering local stuff, let's just say your local go, yeah, I'm going to get a real cheap website and I'm going to cover this, but I'm going to put all my content on your news. Okay, now you're going to attract advertising. Let's say you're covering sports like Arizona State University football. Then you're going to get all the people in that area that have pizza places and hamburger places. They're going to want to advertise on your site.
So let's talk about the ad model. I was with Kevin and Sam Sorbo a few months back. I was at their house, and Kevin says to me, "Sam, there's a lot of conservative content on here. How are you going to attract these national ads, that are woke?" I said, "Kevin, I don't care. We don't need them. Number one, there's 20 million storefront businesses. The real money's not in the national ads. It's in the hyper local ads." Okay,
Yeah, that's right.
because the CPM rates you get are 10 times the money, literally 10 times the money. Like If I sell somebody a national ad, I get a whopping 1 cent every time it appears. I could just deliver hundreds of thousands of them, okay? But the guy buying the local ad targeting one zip code at Phoenix, he's paying me 10 or 20 cents for that ad, okay? But how many people am I giving him? If I give him 10 people at 10 cents, it's a dollar. I mean, he's spending $30 a month. He doesn't care. He just wants to make sure he's in that spot. So the way the ads work is it's like Google. When somebody queries a page, it goes to the database, it grabs the content assigned to that page, and it says, okay, how many advertisers want to appear around this content? There could be 10,000. You can't put them there. It takes the highest paying customers and puts them in order based on who's paying the most. And so it's the little guy that wins. So what we're offering is the ability for the little guy to control the messaging, not the big guy.
That's incredible. It's so novel, but I'm trying to, have we ever had anything like this in our past?
No,
Pre
I'm
modern
the.
media.
I mean, no, not like this. I mean, you have Google, which is a search engine where you do search queries, and you it's all on a best bid basis, and the market decides what the price is. Same thing with me. You know, we set a floor on bids, but the marketplace determines how high or low it's going to go. You know, that when you start your ad on a county level, it's going to have a different rate than when you started at a city level or at a national level or at a city level. So there's a floor, but then it bids up. So you might have some guy that says, well, Phoenix has, I don't mean to make it up, 50 zip codes. Okay, well, I don't give a crap. I just want one zip code. I'll pay 20 cents for that spot. And he owns the spot. And what's his bill going to be? $30 a month? Who cares? He doesn't care. He wants premium placement. That's what he bought. For me, it's a financial windfall. Think of it this way. If you have 10 ads around a story and they're all a penny, they're national ads. When the page gets clicked, you made a whopping 10 cents, right? Penny times 10. Okay. If they're all 10 cents on average because they're hyper local, the page produced a dollar, 10 times the money. And if they're targeted zip codes, it's even more. So the money's in the local. It's little bits of money from lots of businesses. So at full scale, remember, there's 20, they're just under 20,000 cities. There's something like if you deal with all the municipalities and all the townships, there's something like 20,000 different or 70,000 different zip codes. So this is like however many ads the Arizona Republic can put on their website, we could do in one zip code. It's like having
Yeah.
70,000 different editions.
This is a lot like the model we heard when we had the when Walmart had the problem with Buy America, and it was discovered they weren't making everything in America, and it became a big news story on 60 Minutes. But this is what this reminds me of. This reminds me of the fact that the stats that came out then said that when you buy local and not from a box store that's international, the money circulates 13 times more in your local economy. This is a huge economic boost because you're forcing local marketing at the zip code level.
Well, right. And I actually never thought of that, but you're correct. So if you go to the local, you know, hardware store and you spend money, that guy takes and makes a profit off of it. He goes and buys grocery locally or whatever it is. It all stays local. You're right.
It's an economic boost. Well, let me ask you this. How do you anticipate the major corporate news media trying to oppose this movement once they become fully aware of how much of a threat it is?
Well, I can't wait till they do because what that means is we've won. I just hope they sort of, because the last thing they want to do is let anybody know that we exist. But that's going to happen. And what they're probably going to do is they're probably going to knock it. They're going to call it fake news. And because remember, the only thing a journalist has, like the only thing you have, is your credibility. And if you start lying to your audience, you will lose them like that
That's
big.
right.
Okay, you
It's
will lose them. Your
capital.
people aren't dumb. Okay, so. On a local level, the guy that does the local news reporting will use a city council meeting in, you know, Scottsdale. Somebody goes there, writes a BS story. You don't think I'm going to get inundated with emails saying that's a lie? I was there. That never happened. We just get rid of that person. You're going to have some people that do that. But for the most part, people that are journalists, they really want to tell you the truth. They're
You
not
answered my
here to.
question, Sam. You answered my question. It'll be like drone attacks, only the drones will be trolls that come and plant false stories to try to hurt
Probably.
credibility. Yeah, I could see
Yeah.
that happening.
Yeah. And people will look right through it. It won't matter. You know, so I get that. That's what's going to happen. By the time that happens, I mean, you might as well just put the last nail in their coffin. because they're not going to want to talk about this. And when they do, they're going to want to try and scare America. That's the only thing the media does, is try and scare you into everything. But the moment they do it, they just help me to build this brand even further so we can make more money. Because what I do, Dave, at the end of the day is inevitable. I would be shocked if these guys didn't come to me and make me a big offer. Like within the next 18 months, I'd be shocked if they didn't come in and say, look, we just want to acquire this digital property.
Yeah. Here's another thing. I mean, I would use it this way too. You would have the ability to have people help you research who are all the campaign contributors to Senator Ruben Gallegos from Arizona, and what kind of money does this represent? What's the goal here? I mean, this is the kind of aggregate I think that you could attract like this, because it sure as hell isn't happening in the mainstream media.
No,
It's
it's
not.
all controlled. It's all controlled. What we're talking about is a free-for-all, Dave, where you're putting the power to press in the hands of the people. I'm telling you, mark my words, this is the next WikiLeaks. And you might look at that as a negative. Remember, 99.9% of the news stories we get are not political in nature. There are events going on all over the United States. I just got some event happening in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, some event going on. You have all this stuff coming in, and it has nothing to do with politics. But the people that are disgusted with what's happening in America that come up with these really good stories, like a Jeffrey Epstein story that gets squashed, that ship has sailed. That stuff's getting run.
Yeah, it's unfiltered. There's no question
Unfiltered.
about it. What about guardrails, though? I mean, we talked about, possibility of trolls, and I think that's a definite probability if you start to take away market share. But what about people that promote things that are unsavory, like committing crimes, and that kind of, what kind of guardrails will your organization have to protect the public from that?
100% of every story that gets submitted has to be approved. Eyeballs have to look at it. Okay. And so anybody that's doing stuff that's promoting crimes won't even be published. Never happened. And if some, like, I will tell you, in all the years I've been doing this, I had one story came in that was pretty racist that I just deleted.
Yeah. Okay. So in other words, there's an internal control, and I'm assuming you're going to have a division of people that'll be responsible for content moderation like that.
Yeah, it's so the way the system is set up right now is you have your content creators. There's two types. You have like PR firms and nonprofits, which are non-monetized. Somebody wants to post a classified. I'm not paying them to do that. If you have an opinion, I'm not paying you for your opinion. Okay. However, if you're doing local news, covering a city council meeting, the high school football game, different animal altogether. So
Absolutely.
you have the monetized content and you have the non-monetized content. Okay. That's how this is set up. But then behind the scenes, each market has the ability to have a market editor and even more than one. I could set up you to run Maricopa County, which means you're now the gatekeeper for anything coming into Maricopa County. I have a few editors, and eventually what I see is there's 210 television DMAs. I see us having 210 market editors. And then places like New York, like you could only approve so many articles. So in Maricopa County, if you had 10,000 contributors, sorry, Dave, you can't pull it off. I mean, you're not going to be able to read 10,000 articles and distribute it. So you're going to need more than just you. But we could set up market editors. The way that model works is we need to make sure that the content is running the proper subject and the proper geography. But the moment that you publish that article to the proper subject and geography, an email gets sent to the content creator saying, congratulations, your article's been approved. Here's a direct link. They're going to share that story on social media. And every time that article gets opened, you get a percentage of the ad revenue off of their articles.
So social media too will benefit from this as well as the individual.
Completely.
Yeah.
So it's like people tell me, well, you're going to be blocked by Facebook and by, big tech giants. I go, no, I'm not. 99% of the stories are local news stories.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, if you block everything, you're screwing yourself.
If I want to learn how to do something, I'm going to give YouTube your props here. If I want to learn how to raise lemons, okay, I'll go to YouTube and look at it. Because there are
It's
people
amazing.
that will actually walk you through step by step. That's a very valuable resource, and that stuff could very well all end up in your news.
To some degree, I mean, that's very evergreen information, but there are certain places for it. Remember, ours is going to be more news related stuff.
Right.
So like current stuff, things that are going on, but then you have sections like travel, and somebody might have went to Ireland or Dublin or maybe went to Australia and took photos and wrote and video and wrote a story about that whole thing, right? That goes in our travel section.
Yeah, it's
So
fascinating.
that's evergreen. But that kind of stuff, people like that stuff.
Well, you've got an investment and a compensation model that I wanted to talk about. And I'll tell you what comes to mind, the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers are the only NFL team where you don't have a huge owner, a multi-billionaire, and he makes all the decisions, good, bad, or indifferent. You got the public that owns that team. And if you got an owner that goes against the public, well, they can actually vote him out in the corporate model. This is pretty much what you've got with the news. The public is the owner.
Completely. That, by the way, that's by design, Dave. Okay. This would have been much easier to go to institutional players and raise capital simply because they're the ones with all the money and are looking for scalable products and looking for companies that fill a void. And this meets all their criteria. We just decided to do it via an equity crowdfund because if you believe that the reason we're in the mess we're in today is because of the legacy media, which it is. Okay, make no mistake about it. It's if the media would have been calling out everybody on all these politicians on all this crap, none of it would have been done. The simple fact of the matter is they were hiding everything and they were lying to everybody. And that's the reason we're in the mess we're in today. And why? Because there are six entities that control the legacy media.
That's true.
Everybody knows who BlackRock and Vanguard are. They have all the freaking money. They don't have billions, they have trillions. And so these are the people that buy equity stakes in all of this stuff, and they're the ones that are controlling it all. And obviously, there's a lot of government influence in the legacy media. So if you keep it out of their hands, they can't get to it. So what I decided to do is the equity crowdfund. And the reason I love these equity crowdfunds, and by the way, it's the first one I've ever done. I've raised tons of money through private placements using institutions, which is far easier. This is different because you're allowing people to invest $200 and everywhere in between. But to me, what I'm trying to do is amass tens of thousands of people to own the media. So it's not controlled by Sam. This is bigger than me. Like, remember, we talked about it. Once you've aggregated all the content, the game's over, you got all the readers. Okay. They'll give it to you freely. That's easy. I shouldn't own it. It should be owned by everybody. And that's the disbursement. Is putting the power of the press truly in the hands of the people, not in BlackRock and Vanguard's hands. That's the reason for this.
Okay, so there's two opportunities, big opportunities, other than being a consumer of good, honest grassroots news. And it's one is you can sign up to become a citizen reporter in your area of interest. Okay, how do people do that? Where do they go?
You go to yournews.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see something that says become a citizen journalist. You click it. It's a couple of videos you could watch. You fill out the application that comes in. Once you get approved, you'll get an email with instructions on how to use your dashboard. It's very simple. That's the first way. For people that want to make an investment, they're down at the bottom of the page, just to the right of become a citizen journalist, it says invest. Now that's going to take you to our equity crowdfund. The name of the company is called Nikko Ventures. It's a holding company, just like News Corp owns Fox News and 20 other companies or something like that. And the reason we did that is because Nikko Ventures is going to be the acquisition holder for all the different verticals, all under one umbrella. That's why. So Nikko Ventures. And also, did I ever tell you what the word Nikko means, the definition, Dave?
If you did, I lost it.
It's victory of the people is what the word means.
I haven't heard that before. Okay.
No, neither have I. Okay, I'm just telling you what that's why we picked the name. Victory of the people. The word Nico, definition is victory of the people. I think it's a Greek name. It means victory of the people. That's why we picked it. I couldn't not pick that. Okay, that's why we picked it. You're thinking about that. What are you thinking of?
It's phenomenal. You jumped ahead of me on the second opportunity, though. You could become
Sorry.
an investor, but I want to hone in on one thing. You're phasing in the financial building of what you're doing. And right
Yes.
now you're in phase one. So if someone comes in today in phase one, and there's a cap on phase one, when a certain level is reached, okay, that phase goes away. If you put $1,000 into phase one, talk about the projection of what's going to happen to that investment.
When you do an equity crowdfund, there's three. You do a 1 million, you do a 5 million, or you do a 75 million. Those are your only options. If you're not sure what you need, you do the five, because the one and the five are the same money. The 75 is way more intricate. It costs about 150,000 to do that one. So it's a little more money. So you just do the five because the one is the same. And what if you want to raise two and you're not sure? So we did the 5 million. Now we've been able to execute the plan. And we've gotten to where we have 700 news reporters. I'm in, waiting on some marketing material that we created that we're going to start marketing for advertisers and for more content creators on different platforms. We'll start figuring that one out. But what I do know is, even though we're going to need $5 million, we're going to shut this one down at about $1.2 million. So it's not going to go past $1.2 million. And the reason for that is, we had a valuation that was a $20 million valuation, which means you're selling 25% of the company for $5 million. Rather than do that, we've decided to sell, just call it a million of it, sell 5, 6, 7%, something like that, and then start another round. Because once you have traction, like we talked about earlier before we got on the show, you got the fastest car on the road. If you have no gas, you're never going to win a race. Once you're filled up with gas, nobody could ever catch you. So now the train has left the station. So the next step is we start a $5 million equity crowdfund, but we raise the valuation to 100 million. For some of you who don't understand that, it's like boosting it up five times. So if you're spending $2 a share, it's now $10 a share. The reason you
You
could.
put in a grand, it's now 5 grand.
Exactly. And what I didn't tell you was, to prime the pump, we're selling stock for $2. But the first $480,000 invested gets 25% bonus shares. So I showed you the example of the guy who had 500, but he got another 125. So if you do the math on it, it's $1.60. So the reality is, it's like having a $16 million valuation instead of a $20 million valuation. It's small, right? And but it's like paying 1.6 million for the house instead of 2 million, but it's still 400 grand, right, at the end of the day. But once that 480 is done, it just goes straight to two. Then we shut it down. The next one's going to be the same price that fate, what is it, Facebook did theirs. Their Series A round of funding was 98 million. So call it 100 million. We're light years ahead of where they were. They didn't even sold any, had any revenue yet. They went 100 million to, I think, 500 million, all in like 1 year. So that's what I project. So we'll do a 5 million, but now you're going to bring in some horsepower for that one, people we discussed. And then we'll start scaling this to the stratospheres. And then we'll do the public offering. So we'll have choices to make. But the public offering is coming. And just so you know, I did hire somebody, Dave, you and I talked about this. The gentleman has taken four of his own companies public. He's worked at he's a former hedge fund guy. He's an analyst. He does structure for companies. So I hired him to completely do the structure for us. This is why using the brokerage firm is perfect. The Issuance Express is the platform we're using, but it's owned by North Capital Partners. So before we go public, everything is kept with North Capital Partners. And when FINRA comes in to do the audit, he's the one handling everything. So every I is dotted, to the point of every nickel I spend. Like, my accountant just sent me an email yesterday. There were three bills that they didn't have receipts for that I just had to ship them off real quick. Every single I is dotted, because you have to. Every single thing has to be accounted for. So when you get the FINRA audits to come in before you go public, they're going to be able to say, yeah, here's a receipt for this, here's a receipt for this. So every nickel has to be accounted for.
Interesting. Where do the banks come into this?
Investment banks is when you go
Yes.
public. Yeah. So right now they're the one facilitating the offering. So this is done through an investment bank. The investment bank is North Capital Partners, which owns Issuance Express.
Okay.
Yeah, so this was, whenever you do something with an investment bank, you have to go through background checks, audits, the whole nine. Everybody in your company, at least management, has to go through all that, because if they don't want any problems to come back on them. So the reason, one of the main reasons we did it, is because it lends legitimacy to what you're doing, because they're liable if we're criminals.
Okay, so they're governing Does the SEC govern this? Is that under their
Yes.
purview? Okay. That's what I would have thought. Okay. So basically, there are no entities that can control you as long as you follow due diligence in handling people's money.
Well, when you're talking about raising capital, there's restrictions on it,
Yeah.
but we're following those
For the
guidelines. But
SEC.
yeah. So we're complying with everything. The difference, like, you're not allowed to market and advertise a private placement, but you can market the hell out of an equity crowdfund.
I see. Okay. So that makes our conversation legal when we tell people
Completely.
you
Yes,
can become a
that's
part of it. Okay.
yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was true. I just wanted to make sure. I
Here's the reason
certainly,
why.
if the Federal Reserve could touch you, they would once
Yeah.
they find out about it, but I don't think they can.
Yeah.
So I want to make this real clear to the public. Okay. Sarah Westall brought this idea to me, and then she introduced me to Sam, and we talked. And I have to tell you, I looked at this and I said, this is a can't miss. This is an organization that accomplishes the overthrow of fake media. And this is, I mean, this has such appeal. So you can become a citizen reporter, you can become an investor, you can become both. And I'm telling you, this is the wave of the future, people. This is the horse and buggy turning into the automobile. This is how I look at this. This is fantastic. Sam, let's give out contact information so people can go investigate and find out more.
Sure. And like you said, Dave, what I do is inevitable. If I don't do it, somebody else is going to
Somebody
do
else is going to.
it.
Why do you
There's no
suppose it
question.
hasn't been done?
The only thing I could tell you is people have tried and failed miserably because they were always running in the wrong directions. And I saw some of them. And by the way, for those of you, I've been doing this for a while. So I ran in the wrong directions too and crashed and burned. But any entrepreneur will tell you, the best education is the school of hard knocks. Okay. You learn from your mistakes. So we had to figure it out. And now we got to figure it out. Now the next step is we just need the money to scale it. So this is where the capital comes in through the equity crowdfund to be able to get it to the level where then you takes off to the next level. There's going to be people, Dave, that do this after me, just like Rumble was created after YouTube, BitChute was created after YouTube. There was other platforms, but YouTube's the 10,000-pound gorilla. And Rumble exists because YouTube kicked off a small amount of people. Otherwise, they would have never made it. Yeah, it's just the way it works. So in our case, the void that we fill is all those people out of work, all the people in new media that are looking for a home, all the journalists that are in school that when they get out have nowhere to go, and there are hundreds of thousands of them. And so all this is going to be just to market to them and build your user base, which is what drives your audience, which is what attracts the ad revenue. This is simple, stupid. So it's again, what I do is inevitable, and if we don't do this, somebody else will. We just are the only players. So the key here is first to market, and we're obviously there. The next step is migrate a half a million people to the platform. It's game over. Game
Oh,
over.
absolutely amazing. Well, we're out of time, but I want to make sure we left you with the place to go, your yournews.com, and scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see become a citizen reporter. And then there's the other one, you can invest. And they're right there and it's easy to understand, easy to get involved. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a no-brainer. This is the future. Last question, and we need a brief answer. Estimated time to where you're a very serious threat to the status quo.
18 months max.
18 months max. Sam, I appreciate you coming on, my friend. I'm enthralled by this, and we'll continue to do follow-ups. Ladies and gentlemen, get involved while the getting's good. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks.